Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio. Should I say it again? Angry Bastard Radio. Woo! They got heartburn. Smell like freebase. Your mother looks like Captain Morgan. Your mother looks like Captain Morgan. Call you on the air. Caller, you are on the air. We have this asshole caller that just called up. Has a bunch of zeros for its number.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad I got two angry bastards. I was wondering when you guys would be on the air.
Hey, I'm sorry for calling you an asshole.
All right, well, you're an asshole, too, but what's going on? What's your program all about, anyway?
Hold on. Who is this guy?
Yeah, who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling
you
from Massachusetts.
I didn't think you heard me. Who are you, fam?
Never mind that shit. Who are you?
Why aren't you guys on the airway? I mean, you can make up a name. It's not that serious, partner.
I want to know why you guys aren't on the directory that you claim to be on. Can you do that?
Hold on. Where's this kid's parents? That's the first thing. Don't do it to yourself right now.
I'm GQ, and I'm one of the hosts on the show. Man, that's my compadre, SD. And he's the one that he's very overprotective. So, I apologize about that.
Give me a friendly piece of advice. Turn down your breathalyzer, will you?
I'm not turning down anything. I'm not turning down anything, partner. What you need to do is relax yourself and take a breather, partner, because you don't know what you're really getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just...
I like this guy. He's straight and forward with the jokes. I like this guy.
And I'm going to leave it right there. You can
Wait a minute, hold on. You guys gotta choose something here. Check it out. American Scoff Law.
What about it?
You gotta check it out. You guys would love it.
Why would
I'm
I
checking you guys out there good because it's just exactly up your alley.
What's it called? American what?
I got you. And what's up my alley? What's up my alley?
American Scoff Law.
I'm going to look that up right now. Is that a .com?
Yeah, well, you got to go on you go on Google and look at it.
Right. American, and what's that last word?
He says from Massachusetts.
Golf
that's
law.
Funny. That's funny because I was just getting that from my...
Throw that.
S-C-O-F-F-L-A-W.
S-C-O.
Yes.
F-F. Uh-huh.
L-A-W.
L-A-W. American Scoff Law.
That's it. You go on to Google, it'll bring it up, you'll love it.
And given tax credits by the U.S. government started moving high-paying jobs to others. That's what you're talking about?
You want American Scoff Law? What do you want?
It was just two of them. It was one about losing jobs. The other one is actually Barbara Diamond Blogspot. It has a humor for the deviant at heart.
That's it. That's the one. You guys got to check that out.
Senior Price President. All right. Well, what we do here at Angry Bastard Radio is we don't have no format. We just go off the head and, you know, talk about what's going on in the world. You know, play new music and all that, and we do prank calls, and we shit on each other, and we shit on the callers. The callers have the, you know, it's their right to call up and say what the fuck is on their mind.
What I figured you guys were about. That's why I called you in. That's why you got to check out the Barbara Diamond Blogspot. You'd love it.
Oh, yeah?
Check out all the stuff. Go on. You talk about pranks and bullshit. That's where it's at.
Oh, yeah? All right, no doubt. What's up? Guy said, the breathalyzer. The guy's a fucking clown. Yo, where are you from? You said you're from Massachusetts?
Yeah,
Massachusetts.
What part of Massachusetts you from, partner?
Boston.
D-Town, okay. Damn, I know you feel sorry for those Red Sox, don't you?
Yeah, but you see, here's the deal. The Patriots are going to kick the Jets' ass every single time.
Think about it. You sure about that?
Absolutely sure about it.
All right, what makes you so sure about that, Sunshine?
Got to hang up, but you go on to BarbaraDiamond.blogspot.com. She'll explain it.
I like this kid. Where'd you find him?
Do you have a show on here?
You're going to love it. I'll give you guys a call back. I got to run right now.
All right.
Yeah, your master's calling you. I hear that. Take care of that.
All right. See you later, guys.
Send your mother my regards.
I will. Bye.
His mother's right here. His mother's right here. She got her mouth full right now. She can't speak. Who is that guy? I like that kid.
I don't even know, dog. He just called up and...
He got some witty punchlines.
Witty.
What's wrong with you, man? He got some witty punchlines. I like that kid. Where this nigga 6'4" at, man? He holding out, man.
I don't know, man. Oh. Hold on. We got a fresh to death in the building, man.
Fresh, man. What up, man?
What's good, baby? How y'all?
Ain't nothing, man.
Ain't nothing, man.
Bring it to this character real quick. But I felt bad because, you know, GQ running his operation right now.
Nah, man, dog. Man, you already know it's Angry Bastard Radio, man. You get in them. Like, you doing your thing.
Bro, I didn't even know I was unmuted, and I heard the voice. And I'm like, who is this kid? Like, what is this kid's parents? Like, who authorized this guy to speak right now, bro?
Oh, man. They gave me some website, Scarf Law, Bloodline, I mean... I ain't really get into it yet, but it says Foolish Citizens. I guess it's humor for the deviant at heart. I don't know.
It's probably a homo. He went to go fucking beat him.
Yeah.
I like that
American
one.
American.
He went to go. He answered to his master.
Water.
Master. It's not master. It's massa.
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 Oh, I gotta go. I'll call you guys later. Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here, puss.
Oh, man, yo, freshman, you missed it last night, man.
Oh, man, you sure did. Nah, don't even tell him, God. Don't even tell him, God. You got to listen to the show.
You got to listen to the end, dog.
All the way to the
end.
Was it
on Angry Bastard?
Yeah. Oh, man, that shit was hilarious.
We got a little loose on that one, puss.
Yeah, it was a prank call, but it wasn't one of those, oh, let's just call this number. It was one of those official numbers that you would officially call only once in the blue because it officially runs your pocket.
Yeah.
If you stay on there too long.
And we was just getting reckless with it the whole time we was on it.
It was hilarious. Nigga said, I'll handcuff you to the boiler.
You know what, go ahead, tell him. You know what, go ahead, tell him. You can still listen to it and it's still funny, but go ahead, tell him.
Oh, shit, yo. We prank called the sex line last night, dog.
The sex hotline?
1-800-FAT-GIRLS.
Oh, she was a fat chick? Why you ain't, yo, why you
oh,
didn't tell me that that was a fat chick line, dog?
No, I think they're all fat girls, man.
Why you didn't tell me that she was a fat chick? Like, she was trying to get mad information out of niggas, like, what's your name and where you from? Like, I told her my name. Like, I didn't really care. SD is the name. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, you won't get that, man. Like, so we was just, like, basically trashing the bitch. Like, we was trashing her, dog. Like, I guess she wanted phone sex. She wasn't getting phone sex from me in 6'4". She was getting, you already know what she got, dog.
Okay.
But, yo, man, how would you like it if niggas change you up to the front yard of the tree? Change you to the front yard of the tree and just beat on you. But mind you, you're chained to the front yard, so people's gonna be walking past. So if they feel like they gotta go in on you, they're gonna go in on you. We was wilding, God. That shit was mad funny. You gotta listen to that shit.
Yeah, you gotta listen to it.
You have to. Man. You have to. It's worth the mother. You really have to. Son. That shit.
Oh man.
Crying over
there. Yeah, the whole squad on there.
Yeah, we was.
Nah, we didn't have E on there. E was on there, ever.
Yeah, if he was on there, it might have been a little bit more crazy.
But yeah, we had 6 and SD on there, man. And me, I was in the cut, just you know, quiet. Shorty, first of all, Shorty came up on there real suspect because she was, yeah, hello, clearing her voice out and all. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? She's having sexy. SD's like, yo, throw your sexy voice on. Now, word up. I mean, right now you're not sexy. Right now, throw your sexy voice on.
Yeah, we was pressuring her. We was like, yo, she was like, I was saying like certain shit, and she was like, I'm really not with that. I'm like, how you not with that? This is my fantasy, man. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, if I want to put you, if I want to fuck you doggy style and put your head in a shitty toilet bowl, you have to do this. she's like, oh, it's your fantasy. Oh, all right, I'm with that. I like that. Stupid hoe.
Yeah. Word.
Stupid hoe. Yo, you gotta listen to that shit, son. That shit had me dying.
That shit had me rolling.
There you go, fuck
with that. Word. So I went to my grandmom's house last night and listened to that shit. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was really crying, God. Like, I had tears in my eyes, bro.
You know, man, niggas dipped on me, man. I was on the chat line and shit. The niggas just dipped on me, man. I'm like, ah, oh, well, fuck it. I'm hanging up then, too. What?
Oh, they whipping this little nigga out over here.
Oh.
Some little kid getting a beating. Oh, he gets.
That's okay, getting his ass whooped?
In his ass.
He just came off his pops leg. Now he on the somebody else's leg getting a beat. He about to start crying. I know he gonna start crying because he's really whipping. You hear this shit?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, they was really, yeah, this nigga ran down the block.
Yeah, nigga, when you come home, you ain't gonna even a bigger ass whooping.
That was funny. That was funny right there. Oh, man. What's goody though, peoples? What's going on out here, man?
Oh, shit, I'm trying. Hey, where the fuck you been at, nigga? I called your mom's, you know, like I normally do on a regular. And she's like, yeah, she's like, Fred the Deaf ain't here, you know, he's gonna be gone for a minute. I said, all right, well, I mean, I guess it's better for you and I, you know?
Yeah,
and she's like, yeah, no, dumb.
That shit get crazy out here, man. You gotta hide out every once in a while.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, shit got a little too hot, man. I started fucking with this white girl, dog.
Nigga, don't you know that's a devil, man?
Yo, hold on. When the nigga first came out, y'all didn't even take the nigga to the mall, did y'all?
Nah, the only mall that I went to while I was up there was the Staten Island Mall.
Now, oh, yeah, you went there. Yeah, he saw he was there.
Oh, so I know he had to be going crazy over there because there's mad white bitches in there.
Nah, I mean, this white bitch, she was all right, though. She looked good, but she just on the fuck crazy side, man. I don't know. It's like, at first, I was digging that shit.
They be acting up sometimes, God, but you got, you know, you got to catch them on their side, the island, for them to get loose.
Because
we went to the other side the other night, went to this little bar, and bitches was trying to give niggas play, but except for the fucking hating-ass niggas that was in the spot. Niggas was really throwing salt. So I'm like, you know what, God, I'm not even going to do it. I'll fuck around and hurt somebody.
What movie?
Aw, man, I'm about to kill this nigga saying Scarface wasn't that movie.
Why? Who said that?
My son sitting next to me talking about Scarface really wasn't that popping. I'll kill this nigga right now.
That's
Come
crazy.
On, you know, what nigga you know that got a fucking mountain of cocaine on his table and just putting his nose in it, nigga?
Word, nigga.
Just put his nose in it, nigga.
He
ain't even roll up a dollar, nigga. That nigga just put his face in the mountain, nigga.
I went to this fucking this show on Wednesday, dog. It was DJ Khaled and that nigga Ace Hood. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that shit was garbage.
Mm-hmm.
God.
You gotta think about it. Without the artist, there's no Khaled, dog.
Yeah.
Without the rapper, there's no Khaled.
Dog. I like a couple of Ace Hood's tracks, but dog, just the performance with him and Khaled, dog, was garbage, bro. I seen a lot of people perform live and shit, and that shit was just like. I left 20 minutes after the nigga was performing. I was like, you serious? Ah, man, fuck this. I'm going to another spot.
I've seen and heard better hype men than him, God.
God.
Yeah, like your mother. But, yo,
I think Yayo was a better hype man than him. And I don't even like Yayo. I don't even like Yayo, and I think Yayo was a better hype man than him.
Yeah, Yayo is a good hype man.
Who would you think is the best hype man in the industry?
Of all time, they got it. Favorite Flav of all time.
All time?
Yeah, all time is Flavor Flav, dog. It's a matter of fact, I gotta say it's a toss up between Flavor Flav and ODB.
Yeah.
But nah, I think I give it to Flavor Flav.
I mean, of course you give it to Flav, because you know Flav's been around ever since the beginning of this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But ODB wasn't a bad hype man, God. Like,
nah, not at all.
I think right now, the
all-time hype man would have to go to those niggas that be in the back of the niggas in the freestyle.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The niggas are like, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. What's
the
name
Philly Mixtape? The Philly Mixtape niggas be... Niggas be like, pull the face off. Like, damn, nigga, what's all the sound effects? These niggas is hype. Niggas spit a whole nigga's verse in the background.
Yeah.
The niggas play him. Yeah. Woo! Damn, if you hype this shit for what? Yo, I just make it in a deal.
Break Brad.
Oh, man.
Split was hype for a minute.
I gotta bring this up, man. And it's like, hopefully none of Fresh to Death people is listening, and no offense to those that are listening, if they are. A couple of days ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, went on this young man's page, and I saw this nigga, he had these two pictures of him. I was going to leave a comment, but I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. He had a picture of these two white broads that had nobody at all. Had no butt cheeks, no chest cheeks.
Yeah, what they have?
No booty meat, no booty meat, no chest meat. And these bitches are looking like straight up fiends that just walked out of a crack house on Harlem.
Oh no.
And they was in a hotel room, dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Negative.
Now I'm talking about Fresh to Death over here.
Oh, I'm a...
Yeah, dog. That's
Nigga, don't hide the vibe, nigga.
I don't even know,
dog.
I mean,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's just to me. Man, I don't know. I ain't even got words for that.
J.O.'s? Jump off?
Yeah, nigga. Officially, that's officially
jails
all day long.
Alright, nigga, I'm about to say, because I saw a little comment like, yeah, this is how we do it. I'm like, oh, please don't tell me that's what they doing down there in Florida.
Nah.
Girls are looking like that?
Nah, dog, fucking, even this bitch I was fucking with now, dog, I just got caught up in the mix thinking that, you know, she was like girl slash wifey type material, and I don't know, I guess one day it just hit me in my face like, nigga, she's a jump off. What the fuck is you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And nigga woke up, was like, all right, time to get the fuck out of the Matrix, get back in the reality world, see what's hood. Yo, I don't know, so I'm just thinking about concerts and shit. You know who was another bitch I seen that was garbage? Fucking Trina, dog.
Trina?
That bitch, Trina.
You mean the singer?
Yeah, bitch is garbage, dog. Garbage. And let me tell you right now, dog, we took a picture with that bitch, dog. That whole pitch was smelling so motherfucking bad, bro. Lord. I mean, that shit was just absolutely disgusting. I mean, I understand she just did a performance, but damn, she ever heard of fucking shirt or fucking bodyguard or some shit, nigga?
Uh-huh.
That bitch smelled, dog. She smelled funky as hell. I smelled like her pussy was coming through her arms and shit.
Ah!
Yeah, it was that bad, son. I'm telling you, though, I've been to like two or three concerts in the past month, and the two or three concerts, only one I probably actually stayed for the whole fucking show. Other than that, them shit is garbage, man. I'm just not impressed with the performances. It's like they're making decent tracks out there on the radio. I guess, you know, get people liking that shit, but... them bitches can't perform for shit. Like, I don't know, though. You're going to have to fucking really, really, some way, really have to fucking convince me to go to another show. Because it's that bad, bro. That nigga Bristol. Oh my god, dog. I mean, I figured that'd be hard because he raps, you know what I mean? Nah, dog. That shit was whack, too. That nigga might have said a whole fucking 6 to 10 words, and that bitch was off stage already. I was like, oh, what the fuck is that? Like, I just paid $30. Hear this nigga say 10 words? Fuck out of here, man. But yeah, shit kind of got a nigga hot, dog. But it is what it is. It is what it is.
Pretty much. I'm going to let you hear a little snippet of last night's show.
Remember now, you're in the front yard, chained to the street, so there's going to be people walking by. One of my people might walk by, and they might have to go in on you. You don't have no problem with that, right?
I do not know.
Yeah, that's what's up, right? We like shit like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
why don't you tell me what you like? You wouldn't mind if I was to fuck you in a moving car on the hood?
I don't mind that at all. I like to be fucked anywhere and anywhere.
Anywhere?
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
What about in the bathroom with your head in the toilet and there's shit in the toilet?
I wouldn't do that, no, but...
Why not? It's my fantasy. I don't understand what the problem is. I'm just trying to have fun.
That's your fantasy.
Yeah, I'll totally do it, but... All right, that's what's up. I'm saying, hold on. I can make it right now. Let's get to it.
I'm sorry. What did you say? I can't hear you, honey.
Are you happy?
Am I naked? Yeah, I'm naked.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What do your breasts look like? Like, what's your dimension?
I wear a size 34 double D.
Oh, boy. Okay, you got big titties. Do you have an ass? Because generally, black women don't have asses. But do you
I have an ass? I hate to tell you that I'm a white girl with tits and ass.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. I like shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely like shit like that.
All right. I'm definitely going to need to
shoot a 10 to your 20.
And right after I do that, I'm going to have to go to the ocean, go to the beach and some shit like that, and just put you in the water and have sex with you like that, like missionary position. I'm going
to
be facing the ocean.
I like to be on top.
I mean, I'm going to be on top because it's my fantasy, you know what I'm saying? So you be on the bottom, in the water, and we're going to just have sex in the water.
Okay.
All right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave you there
like
that.
Okay. We definitely spice it up.
How many of you guys were there? Two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two. Okay, how old are you guys?
I am 24.
Mm-hmm. And I am...
How old's the other guy?
31. 31, actually.
31 and 24. Where are you guys calling from?
Calling from a hood near you.
Basically.
Oh, I like that. That's cool.
Where are you calling?
Where am I? I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You're probably on display right now.
Okay. Let me find out you one of them.
You on display right now.
Let me find out you red. You red? You like... bronze and shit.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I know it's hot out there. You bronze or something like that? This is too much talking. I want you to spread your legs.
Okay.
All right? Are they spread right now?
Yes.
All right. I want you to put the phone to your pussy, and I want to hear your pussy.
You want to hear it?
Yes. I'm gonna talk to you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to need you to work with me so we can all arrive at the same place that we need to get to. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
All right, awesome. Like, that's very awesome. I love your energy. Right?
Thank you. I like your energy.
I'm going to need you to bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to have to pull your sexy voice out.
Yeah, I know you got a sexy voice. I ain't no old, like, country motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm a young... black, you know what I'm saying, stallion, so I goes in. So there's none of that soft shit for me. Like, I might leave you, you know what I mean? And my son might leave you stretched out.
We're going to have to tag team with you. How many tag teams have you ever had in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I've had one.
You only had one, that's it?
And who was it?
Mm-hmm. Two white guys?
It was the white guy and the black guy.
Really?
You might need the double dolphins in your life.
Yeah, twin dolphins.
With darkness. Man, like you said, you got your pussy. Let me hear that pussy. What's going on?
What?
Oh, Lord.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear you rubbing your thumb against the like, what I need you to do is put the phone down where your pussy's at.
way too dry for me. I know what Russell sounds like, and that was not it. I'm gonna need you to bring it down a little bit.
Okay.
All right. And let me tell me what you like. Like, what can I do? Like right now, like if I was in front of you right now, what would you do?
If I was in front of you right now, what would I do?
What would you do?
I would suck your cock.
I don't have a cock, first of all, man. I have a dick.
You have a dick?
I mean, I understand you're a white girl, but you gotta have dick out here. I can't do that cock shit right now.
Yeah. No, but
I can suck your big huge dick then.
Woo! Yeah, that's uh-huh. Big huge is definitely two adjectives that work too.
And these niggas just went in, dog. Like, there's much more. Like, you gotta hear from the beginning, though.
Hey, that's a dry pussy. I know what a wet pussy
sounds like. Yeah, I know what a wet pussy sounds like. And that right there is not a wet pussy. I'm like, yo. Oh! It's fucking cat, man. It's fucking catty. Oh! Shit! Nasty motherfucker! Catching it, laying down, farting and shit. One of those farts that you gotta look, make sure she ain't shit on herself.
That's funny, man.
Damn, you fucking stink. Asshole wall open and shit. She looking at me like, nigga, so what? I farted.
Hey, what time you got the show going on, Joe?
I got it going on to 8, but it's a possibility I'm going to be doing a late show because we got this Boricua that wants to shine on, she wants to shit on us and talk about how, yeah, she wants to say how men are dogs and women are superior. She knows women aren't the greatest thing, but guys do worse things than women. And I'm like, okay, you know, all we can do is this.
Another typical female hater. And she's
exactly.
That bitch gonna get it, dog.
Yeah.
And mind, if you listen now, I only call you a bitch because I don't know your name.
So you're a bitch until we know your name.
She a bitch until I know her name. So then, you know what I'm saying? It's official. She a bitch.
Pretty much.
All females are bitches, man.
Pretty much.
Y'all never know what the fuck y'all want, man. Y'all be leading niggas on and shit. Oh, I want this. And the nigga gives you what you want. And then you want something else. And then you,
exactly.
You want that. Man, make up your fucking mind. God damn, that's why your title is a bitch, man. I know we
exactly.
Niggas, but we niggas because you's a bitch. If you wasn't a bitch, we wouldn't be a nigga. We'd be a typical dude. But nah,
mm-hmm.
You're a bitch. And because you's a bitch, I got to act like a fucking nigga. Comprende?
Comprende.
No, this fucking angry bastard radio, you know what I'm saying? So a nigga a little angry right now. Nigga got some shit stirred up inside where you just want to let go on a bitch.
Just want to smack a bitch in the mouth.
Exactly. And don't get it twisted, Fresh Death never lay his hand on a female like that. But I swear to God, you get hit like a man, you get hit by a man. Word.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm talking about? So you want to get tough and hit a nigga in the nuts and his jaw, hey. Expect that snake gonna have bitch gonna have some titty cancer and she gonna get her ass jaw right the fuck back.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna play this real quick track and then there's this female that, you know, she's another one of those candidates. She's actually about to call on a few, so I'm gonna unmute her. But we gotta hear this joint.
Yeah.
This is the yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'm about to fucking, I'm going to hang up real quick, but I'm going to throw this shit online real quick and shit. I got to make a couple of phone calls.
All right, nigga,
I'll hit the show back up before fucking, it ends, or if not, fucking, oh.
Okay. I'm going to make a show at 9.
All right, no doubt. You can, same station, Angry Bastards?
Yeah, what time is your shit?
I'm probably honestly going to do one first thing Monday morning. I ain't done one in like 3 weeks. Like I said, I fell off the map, got lost in the matrix. I couldn't get out that bitch. But now niggas out, woke back up to reality. First step back on a single slot, you know what I'm saying? So ladies, I am taking applications. So holla at your boy. You dig? But yeah, I will be back up on this motherfucker back here, I guess at 9 o'clock. Count me there, because niggas got a little more shit to get up off his chest. Yeah,
pretty much. It's going to be fully staffed, too. It'll be 6, SD, Billy the Kid, you, I believe the young lady's name was Nana. She'll be here. LE is going to be in the building. And we're going to have this real conversation about who's worse, women or men. Right. I already know.
That's what it is. That's what
women is fucking scandalous.
All right, Pepper. Yeah, say, hold on, right, Angry Bastard Radio Show. This is like one of the number one ranked radio station on motherfucking Blog Talk Radio, so y'all niggas don't get it twisted. Stay loud with your boy GQ and your
You family. Already know, nigga.
I let ya. One.
One.
Yo, Skills, who's that?
Who's what?
Who's that right there?
Right where?
Right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's my sister.
Yes.
She works with me.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, where you going?
Okay.
Wait, hold. Wait,
okay.
Where you going?
Your sister.
Put that down.
Your sister.
Put that down.
All right, we'll see.
I bust the windows out to town. DJ oh, no, you Wanda. Won't. If you're thinking about doing it, I suggest you don't. I know you got feeling, your tears are pouring. Don't do that, Jazz. I ain't got insurance.
What up?
Put the bat down. I'ma give you a warning. I only cheated once, and I ain't even enjoy you.
That's cool.
I know the way that I did you was whack, but you don't get it back like that.
Watch.
I promise, honest, I'm finna change. Stop swinging on me. Let me explain. Your girlfriend's got in your head again. See, I was going out with Craig and them.
Mm-hmm.
She smiled, I smiled. That's when I thought she had to change her heart.
No.
Man, listen, she did. Damn, she bust the windows out my car.
And no, it didn't mend my broken heart. I'll probably always have these ugly scars. But right now, I don't care about that part. I bust the windows out.
Now, I understand how you get it too. That bomb been ticking, but I lit the fuse. You acting insane, I can say that too. You wanna play games, I can play that too. Oh, now we busting windows, alright, cool. Remember that key you gave me? I put it to use. Close your mouth, I've been to your house. And I burned up all your shoes, yeah.
You did what?
I burned them up.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Don't lie to me like that.
I swear to God.
If I go ahead and my shoes burnt up,
and
it's going to be hell. It's going to be hell.
I know you. That's my face. I know you didn't just hit me in the face.
You know exactly what the hell
hey,
I just did.
Where's my phone at? I'm about to call the cops on your ass. You crazy.
Yeah, I am.
You crazy.
Yeah, I am. And who fought is that? Oh, but I'm
crying.
I'm still crying.
Another anthem. Make sure y'all tune in tonight from 9 p.m., probably from 9 to 11, that 911 special call. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about relationships. We're going to be fully staffed, and we're going to be talking about all types of things that be popping off. We're going to be talking about who's worse, women or men. I will be promoting hardcore, so make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Also, myspace.com, technical_difficulty_show. I'm your boy GQ, holding it down, the smoothest motherfucking DJ on Angry Bastard Radio. You already know it. Every time I walk to the grocery store, your ladies be trying to holler at me. Hey, I don't want to fuck with y'all, you know what I mean? I mean, fall back. I love women and always will love women, but, I mean, stop, you know, get off my nuts. Let my nuts breathe a little bit, you know? Besides, I got my eye focused on one female, and she knows who she is. So with that being said, it's done for the fuck back. Anyway, big shout-out to the smart-ass call that we heard from earlier, you know, Mr. Zero guy. He had a bunch of zeros in his number. So big shout-out to that fucking asshole, and thank you for that site. And I will be reading a lot from that site. Make sure you tune in tonight from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Once again, it's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We will be holding it down, Big Relationship Fridays, the late night edition. So make sure, you know, for those of you that do light up me. GQ don't light up. I'm high off of life, and I'm high off of that certain special somebody. She knows who she is. So with that being said and done, I'm going to play one more track. Then I'm going to get the fuck up out of here, go play some Xbox, promote for the show. And get ready for 9 p.m. to 11, like I said, 9 p.m. sharp to 11 p.m., the Friday special night thing. You'll know how we do. So with that being said and done, me see. What can I play? What can I play? Let's see. What can I play for you fucking assholes out there? What can I play? Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to play this joint right here. It's funny. I always say that. I never find this shit. And, you know, I'm always just trying to buy time or whatever. But this right here, I'm going to play. And this is by A.T. I Never Knew. Do I really want to play that shit? Fuck it. I'm going to play this joint. It's just the instrumental.
And I'm grinding till I'm tired. Cause this, you ain't grinding until you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes
wide.
Look at the fire.
Yeah. Support GQ holding it down. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for believing in us, giving us that late night special. Big shout out to all the old hosts that had it, that were holding it down, got new difficulties. Big shout out to bosses, my enemies. I wouldn't be able to follow my enemies, so you guys will give a big, 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 big shout-out to the enemies. Holding it down. I wouldn't give a big shout-out to the ex-girlfriends. I give a big shout-out to the ex-girlfriends because you just learn from your mistakes. Have a better relationship with your
boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. You ain't grinding until you're perfect.
I'm grinding with my eyes wide.
My eyes wide.
Looking to find a way through the day.
A way through the day.
A life for the night.
A life for the night.
You took so many of my people. I'm just
wondering why. You're
having
to take my life.
What the hell am I doing right?
Been doing this radio thing for quite some time now. I was calling DJ Nap. Yeah, I was calling JJ. Called DJ Arnox, DJ Byline. Then I was called G2. And this is the prime of my life. Hold it down. The hottest station on Bravo Radio. You got 64. Tonight, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's not a game. Guys, you gotta listen to us. Because, come on, we're gonna have females right here trying to roast us, dog. You can't let the motherfuckers from Angry Bastard get roasted. These females is coming for blood. They're coming to talk and be nice. They're coming for blood. So you gotta be there for us. You gotta hold us down. Let us know, because they're gonna be like, well, men and this. Fuck that. Woman or this and woman or this. And women. You gotta come and shit on us. It's gonna be an all round war. It's gonna be another war. We're gonna have females coming at the dudes. I'm gonna have to mute this one, and mute that one, and mute that one, and mute that one. It's gonna be crazy. So we'll see you tonight. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. 911 Fridays, baby.